USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Florida's experience of the coronavirus pandemic has confirmed the lockdown approach is a failed approach. Republican Governor Ron DeSantis on Fox News Thursday.
Not only has it been absolutely destructive to those societies, the COVID results per capita have been worse in places like New York and New Jersey and Pennsylvania.
Some 21 million people in 16 areas of France are under new lockdown measures Friday. France has recorded more than 35,000 new infections within the past 24 hours. As top officials from China and the United States meet in snowy Anchorage, Alaska, grandstanding by both superpowers exposes the depth of their divide. Monty Glaser, the director of the China Power Project at the Center for Strategic and International Studies, says expectations should remain low. A reset of the relationship is not in the cards. Spring officially arrives in the Northern Hemisphere on Saturday. USA Radio News.
You've heard of cancel culture. They want to ban Dr. Seuss books from our schools. And some want monuments for George Washington and Thomas Jefferson removed. If you're fed up with cancel culture, watch Newsmax TV. Each night this week, Newsmax exposes the dangerous agenda of cancel culture. Tune in tonight for blockbuster shows with Greg Kelly, Grant Stinchfield, Rob Schmidt, Sean Spicer, and Lindsay Keith. You'll be surprised by what you see. Everyone is talking about Newsmax. Now, America's fastest-growing cable news channel. It's on all major cable systems. If you don't get it, call your operator. Tell them you want it. Newsmax is also free on smart TVs like Samsung, LG, Vizio, and platforms like Roku, YouTube, Zumo, Pluto, and more. And download the free Newsmax app on your phone and watch it anywhere. Every day, check Newsmax.com for breaking news and watch Newsmax TV for the news you need to know. Millions are watching. So can you.
Let's get an update on student loan debt relief. Wendy King from the Pacific Northwest USA Radio News Bureau reports.
The Department of Education has announced plans to roll back a Trump administration policy that granted only partial student loan relief to students that were defrauded by for-profit colleges. A senior education official said that the formula introduced by former Education Secretary Betsy DeVos was not granted an appropriate level of relief to borrowers. The department said it should eliminate about $1 billion in student loan debt relief from about 72,000 students.
At a November press conference, at that time, President-elect Biden said federal student loan debt cancellation figures into his plan. It's holding people up, he said. Democrat senators want Biden to forgive up to $50,000 in debt through executive orders, while the president has urged lawmakers to pass legislation lifting $10,000 in loans. Thanks for listening, and TGIF, my friend. We are USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, and I want to tell you that arthritis is not a genetic thing. It's not a disease of aging. Neither is osteoporosis. Get a hold of my book. It's All in Your Head. It goes into the 25 different diseases you get when you have osteoporosis of the skull. These are all reversible. You take the Healthy Bone and Joint Pack, the MSM, vitamin D3, stay away from all the bad foods, including gluten, and guess what? You'll regrow all your bones, including your skull and your legs and your hips and everything else. Contact us at usaradiohealth.com. That's usaradiohealth.com.
As America pulls out of the coronavirus pandemic, the vaccinations produced under Operation Warp Speed are a big reason to have hope. Tim Berg from the Phoenix USA Radio News Bureau reports.
Some of the nation's top health experts testified before the Senate on the COVID-19 response and vaccine rollout on Thursday. Dr. Anthony Fauci saying there are still challenges ahead with emerging variants, but also noting we can counter them with vaccinations and mitigation measures. Dr. Ajis Jha is the dean of Brown University School of Public Health. He tells CNN there is optimism regarding having everyone who's in the high-risk category vaccinated soon.
Oh, it's terrific. It is terrific. We did 3 million a day over the weekend, 6 million over both days. I think we're going to get to a point where we're going to be doing 3 million a day consistently. We'll have the vaccines for it. I'm hoping we'll have the distribution set up for it. And that's why I am so optimistic that every high-risk person who wants a vaccine will have at least their first shot by mid to late April.
Key information for each specific COVID-19 vaccine can be found on the CDC website, cdc.gov. The National Football League has finalized its new 11-year media rights agreement with a pact that will run through 2033 and could be worth over $100 billion. Starting in 2023, the Thursday night football games will be broadcast exclusively on Amazon Prime. Amazon is paying about $1 billion per year for the rights. USA Radio News.